From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. These are the sounds our team in Tripoli has recorded in the last few hours. Artillery, gunfire, and explosions. We'll check in on the latest from the Libyan capital in a moment, but first to our correspondent at the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Bowman. Tom, you just returned from a briefing at the Defense Department. Lay this out for us. What did you find out?
Well, Guy, we were just briefed by Vice Admiral William Gortney. He's director of the Joint Staff, and he told us that as of this time, Colonel Qaddafi's radars and missile defenses have been, quote, significantly degraded. And he said there's no new air activity. Basically, Qaddafi's forces are not putting up any aircraft, even helicopters. And he's also saying that they're not even turning on their radar. There's no radar emissions, he said. And also the important city of Benghazi to the east. That's, of course, the last rebel stronghold. The coalition led by the U.S. have been attacking armored troop movements of Qaddafi's forces around Benghazi. He said Benghazi isn't totally safe at this point, but they've hit Libyan troops around there quite hard, and there's a great deal of confusion from those Libyan troops now. But he didn't know if there's any advancement of any of Qaddafi's forces in other areas of the country. He said, I don't have that intelligence at this time on that and any troop movements.
So right now, U.S., British, and French planes are not meeting any resistance at all.
Well, there's some resistance, and as our reporters on the ground in Tripoli have recorded, there's some anti-aircraft artillery fire. Admiral Gortney was asked about that. He said, basically, we're just avoiding the AAA strikes right now, and we're going after the more serious air defenses, surface-to-air missiles that that are a real threat to the pilots. They're just avoiding some of that anti-aircraft artillery.
Tom, what about Qaddafi? Is he a target?
Well, I asked Admiral Gortney that, and he said Qaddafi is not a target. He said, we are not going after Qaddafi. He said, what we're doing is setting up a no-fly zone, as the UN asked us to do. We're also preventing any Libyan troop movements toward the rebel-held city of Benghazi. Hmm. But he said Qaddafi is not a target.
Briefly, Tom, in the last 30 seconds, what is the time frame here? How long is this expected to last?
Well, he said at least several more days for taking out the radar and air defenses. He didn't know exactly how much longer it would take. The U.S. is still in charge of this. There's an admiral, Sam Locklear, is the admiral out on the Mount Whitney, his command ship. And he said they hope to transfer from U.S. authority in the coming days, but he had no real time frame.
That's NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman speaking to me from the Defense Department. Tom, thanks.
You're welcome, Guy.